The Osgood File, sponsored by Sage, software and services for your small and mid-sized businesses. Believe in your numbers. To learn more, visit sagetoday.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Polls show that support for stricter gun control, which climbed sharply after the Newtown massacre, has now dropped back below 50%. Looks like the gun control side has lost again, and they have to be wondering if an outrage like Newtown can't change public opinion, what possibly could? But maybe that's the problem, framing the issue in terms of controlling guns. In a moment, why it might be time to start talking about controlling people. Back after this from Charlie. Newtown is not only the location of Sandy Hook Elementary, it's also the headquarters of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Like the NRA, they have no interest in talking about limiting the type of guns that you can purchase or the number of bullets in a magazine. But when he sat down with CBS's Michelle Miller, Foundation President Steve Sanetti was very interested in talking about regulating people, like Nancy Lanza, the mom who failed to keep her son Adam away from her weapons.
Had the mother properly secured her firearms away from her son, who she knew to be an at-risk individual, this tragedy would not have occurred.
Sanetti pointed out, just as the NRA has, that to him, it makes no sense to focus on the size of the ammo clips or how creepy a gun might look.
So what is the fix?
We think the best thing to do is look at access to firearms, any firearms.
He'd require background checks that include not just felonies, not just mental illness, but even evidence of domestic violence. And this is becoming a recurring theme among gun rights groups. Since it isn't guns that kill people, but rather people that kill people, don't control the guns. Control the people. Makes sense. Now all we need is some actual legislation. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.